Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about overcoming your challenges. One thing I know from speaking to many, many people, and also listening to many people tell their stories at various events or even in person, like my clients, I know that we all have challenges that we need to overcome. There are a few different ways that people can overcome their challenges, regardless of whether or not it's a financial issue, a health risk, an interrelationship type of issue. There are similar mindsets that we need to have in order to overcome them. I would say the first thing that one needs to really do is understand that in life, no matter how we think these challenges may be taking over our lives at the time that we're stuck in them, that challenges are temporary. At some point, an answer is created, solution is found, and life moves on. The second thing that's really important to understand is that when we get ourselves stuck, you know, that stuck feeling that you feel when you don't feel like doing anything because it's all too hard and depressing, that feeling, that's when we need to take action. Taking action can be anything from making a phone call to a person who can help us out, be it a professional person or someone close to us who may be able to help us brainstorm ideas on how to go about solving the problem. It could be about making an appointment with a professional person, or it could be just something as simple as taking out a pad of paper and writing down the ideas of how we can go about solving the problem. I actually like the last one the most, and it's the one that I use most often to deal with most of the challenges that I've had in my life. There's nothing better than a journal, handwritten, to write down those ideas that come to mind. And lo and behold, after you write for a while, you may be amazed to find that you have a solution right there in the writing. Some name might pop up or some idea to Google, you know, in order to find the right professional that you need to speak with to handle the problem. It just happens pretty miraculously, actually, if you just do automatic writing, meaning just setting pen to paper and just writing. The third thing that we need to understand about our challenges is that pretty much any challenge that we've had to contend with, others have also had to contend with. So it becomes an idea of, well, if all these other people are able to deal with this problem, then obviously I can handle this too. Hopefully in a productive manner so that the solution will be found to resolve the problem which created the challenge in the first place. Fourth, and I'll give you one that I just had today. Two challenges, actually. Small ones, but important to me. One of the things that has been bothering me lately is that my charger for my iPhone has died yet again. It died maybe 6 months after I got the phone. I got a replacement for it. It died 3 months after the phone. It wasn't Apple made, it was a different brand. And I had it in my mind that I was not paying for another one. Charger for a cell phone should last a year, at least, as far as I'm concerned. So I drove myself over to the T-Mobile store where I had purchased the last one with the idea in mind that I was going to get a replacement for free this time. As I was sitting in my car checking something on my iPhone, I dropped my glasses in my lap, and then as I got up, out of my car, my glasses dropped on the pavement, where I then stepped on them. Yes, I stepped on them. Thank God I was wearing my flip-flops, so I didn't crack them. But there are some scratches, and they looked like they were not going to be able to be bent back into place as one of the ear holders was kind of dangling. I was pretty lucky, though, because when I got into the store, I was able to bend it back into shape, so at least the glasses were usable to be able to drive home. And I do have a replacement glasses in my apartment, so it's not the end of the world. However, I was not very happy with the prospect of not being able to use these glasses to drive home. That would be really bad because I can't see that well distance-wise. That's why I have the glasses in the first place. And truthfully, the only thing I had in my mind was that they were going to bend back into shape so I could drive home. And they did. So that problem was solved. It's time for me to get another eye exam anyway, so I guess I will embark on getting myself an appointment to get that taken care of, and some new glasses to go with it, most likely. Well, I'd like to get a new pair of glasses because my replacement glasses don't have glare protection in them, which makes it really hard for me to drive at night, especially on the highways. So, that's my little story of overcoming my challenges for today. However, I like to also give you some solutions that my clients have found for some of their issues that they've had to deal with over the years, because, you know, we all have them. I've had a few female clients that I've worked with, older women, who got involved in really bad relationships. In one case, while they were dating, and they dated for like 10 years before they got together, actually, her then boyfriend was very caring, very sweet, very present until they got married, and then he became a sociopath. He would lie to her repeatedly about taking care of things that are important, like getting their taxes done, a refi on the house, things of this nature, and he never took care of it. And at the same time, he was making her out to be the person with a problem in the house, telling her siblings that she had a drinking problem when in fact she had no drinking problem. She drank once in a while when she was overwhelmed, and that was it. It was not any kind of issue whatsoever. But this was his manipulative ploy. The way that we took care of that particular problem was we got in contact with her siblings, one of which was an older brother of hers, and he knew the scoop and was more than willing to stand by her side and deal with what needed to be dealt with where the husband was concerned. This particular client told her husband that she really didn't care about the house, that it was going up for sale. It was a house that she had bought her siblings' shares for because it was actually her parents' house originally. And all she wanted was out of the marriage. When that was stated, her husband backed down, and she is now divorced and living in a different place, happily without having him making up stories about her and able to live a fairly happy life now. I have another client whose husband is going through a really hard time right now with health issues, and he's been very abusive to her, and we don't really know why. We don't know if it's a medical problem, if it's a psychiatric problem, if it's a medication interaction, but I told her that she needed to just be really clear with him that he had two choices. One was to get this taken care of and figure out what's going on so that his outburst and the abuse stops, or he could leave her house. He had moved in with her into her home. With that, he was more than willing to get to all the appointments that needed to be set up to get the test done, and we really don't know what's going on with him, but suffice it to say, just being told that this behavior is no longer tolerable was basically the message for both of these men in both of these situations. I have other solutions for my other clients that came up in terms of financial issues. In a lot of these cases, it really had to go with the idea that they were really being underpaid for the work that they were doing, or they were not happy in the work that they were doing. And in both cases, it was really a matter of being really clear about what they wanted in their lives and working toward that goal. Though this took a little bit more time to work through for these particular clients, they did indeed find themselves much better jobs along the way, which is a very good thing because one doesn't want to do a job that they're unhappy at and or feel underpaid at. There are other issues that have to do with siblings, and some of my clients, and myself included, have put up with some fairly abusive interactions with their siblings. And what I tell my clients in these cases is that really truly, as adults, anyone over the age of 18 is an adult, and or if one is out on their own living their own life, you're an adult, can make a choice as to how much or how little one is going to spend with that particular person. It can go from no time at all to lots and lots of time. But this is the indicator. You tell the person who's creating the negative feeling toward what's happening in your interactions with them that they may not realize it, but when they say or do whatever that thing is that's triggering you to feel badly, it makes you feel whatever it makes you feel. It makes you feel sad, makes you feel guilty, makes you feel angry, whatever it is. And that what you would like them to do instead is, and then you fill in the blank. And then wait a period of time and see if they're capable of doing that. Not everyone is able to do that, and for those who are not able to do that, you just have less and less to do with them to the point where the relationship sort of dies off. Or you can write them and tell them. You know, you really wanted the relationship to work, but you couldn't make it work because they couldn't understand what was necessary for it to work for you. So you just thank them for the time that you had that worked out well, and then let them go. For those of you who have children who are going through a very difficult time, the best idea that I have for you here is to really ask your child what is the problem that's going on with them. And I need you to just listen. No questions, just listen to what they say. Then ask them what they believe would be a solution for them. Because this is the thing. We don't give our kids nearly enough time or respect in many cases. But what I've found from working with my clients is that my clients, the younger ones, are really able to write their own treatment plans when they are allowed to do so. Ask your child what is really going on as the child understands the problem to be, and then ask them what it is that would work best for them to solve the problem, and then brainstorm a way to clear up the problem. You'll be amazed at the cool ideas that they come up with. And many of them are very reasonable because they don't want to be feeling the bad feelings that they're feeling. So if you help them to better understand that they do have a right to their feelings and that they do have the ability to creatively solve their problem, they'll more often than not be able to help you help them solve their problem. Now, there are going to be some times when you're going to need to bring in lawyers or bring in other professionals to help you out. And you know that these problems need these professionals because you understand that it's really beyond your understanding in terms of how to go about solving the problem. In that case, either ask your friends or colleagues for some good referrals or go online and look at the websites. And the most important part of that website, other than who are we, and looking for a way that is language that resonates with what you want in terms of the heart and the soul of the provider of services for you, look at the testimonials. And in the testimonials, you'll see how it was that these professionals were able to help those people that they were called on to help. And what you're looking for is a story. You're looking for what the problem was in the beginning, why they called for the help in the first place, then you want to know what the process was like working with that person, and then you want to know what the outcome is. Testimonials that are less than that are not testimonials. They're not really telling you the story, so it doesn't give you enough detailed information to know why you should trust this person to help you in this way. So there you go. These are some ways for you to overcome your challenges in your life. I would love to offer you the opportunity to find out more about Dawning Visions Hypnosis has to offer you. There are many MP3 recordings and also books in the store at dawningvisions.com. And there's also a free page. If you sign up for the book and the newsletter on the first page, in the opt-in box, you will have an opportunity to choose some free gifts right there on the free gift page that will be sent off to you for your having done so. That's at dawningvisions.com. DAWNING. V as in Victor, IS as in Sam, IONS as in Sam.com. There's a ton of free information there as well. So, why don't you go over there and investigate and sign up for your free gifts? If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.